Tina Turner, the best. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, I'm Lily Frost, in for Sam today.
Well, how much alcohol is too much alcohol? And can you enjoy summer beverages without developing an unhealthy habit? One of our favorite guests is joining us on the morning Zoom, health and wellness expert, author, caterer, restaurateur, and speaker, Rose Reisman. Rose, welcome back.
Oh, pleasure. Always a pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing great. But maybe imbibing a little bit too much. I don't know if it was because of the pandemic and we all had nothing to do.
Right.
But let's talk about that, the criteria for healthy drinking. Your thoughts?
You know what? I think everything should be taken into place. So in other words, your health. I mean, that's the first thing. So we all know that too much alcohol is associated with heart disease, obesity, liver disease, breast cancer, esophagus cancer, depression, dementia, digestive problems. So that's too much, meaning that we have to be careful. If you binge drink, that can be really devastating for your health. So the key is, what's the word? Moderation. But you know what? There is a concern, and I did post something on my Instagram, Jane, just about breast cancer in younger women. And the fact that because of the estrogen levels, that it can have more of a concerning effect on breast cancer. So, you know, I always say don't shoot the messenger, but we're saying like 1 to 2 drinks a week.
What?
Maximum, I know, for younger women. And there are higher statistics of younger women getting breast cancer today. Now, remember, alcohol is a leading factor that increases cancer risk after cigarettes and obesity. So it's right up there.
Wow. I read that 7 drinks a week is okay, but 8 is considered excessive.
You see, and look, there's all different research on everything. I always talk about young women because I have 4 children, but 2 daughters, and I always said to them in their teens, please don't drink too much just because of this link to breast cancer.
Yeah.
I think a drink a day for the average person is probably fine, even though there's a lot of research really that says it's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to live, right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with some of the non-alcoholic beverages or those lower in alcohol.
Uh-huh.
You know, part of it is socialization, and the summer brings out more of that with barbecues and weddings, and we all tend to drink more. But I have to be honest with you, the whole dry months like July or February, I'm really against that. I'm sorry, Jane.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because you go dry now, but then most people, probably not you, but most people just go, hey, look what I did in July. All right, August, I'm going to have a great time now.
Yeah.
Then you go back to, you know, what you normally would do, which is not a good way to change a lifetime habit.
Yes, I started on Sunday, so I'm having a dry-ish July, I guess.
And what made you do that, Jane?
I just thought, you know what, I'm having too many beverages even during the week.
Right.
You know, like before the pandemic, I always made sure that just water or milk or whatever at dinner from Monday to Thursday, and then I'd relax a bit and have some drinks on Friday and Saturday. But now I'm finding I reach for the wine bottle on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And it just sort of feels, and there are calories associated with it too.
Big time. I mean, you know, a glass of wine is, you know, anywhere between 90 and 120 calories, and beer as well. So now, so when August comes, how will you change your behavior?
If I manage to go dry for the whole month.
That's tough.
I think maybe it's a reset, right, Rose?
Right.
Like it positions alcohol in a different place in your life?
Right. Or maybe saying something like, okay, you know what, that felt okay. I didn't enjoy having no drinks, but I'm going to say I'm just going to drink twice a week or something like that, or you know, limit it to 1 glass a day wherever I am. Right. I mean, if it helps you set up a new pattern of behavior, that can be good. I worry that too many people I've seen, you know, I see them outside of those months and they're drinking like fish, you know.
Right.
I find it does affect the vitality. So I haven't had a drink for 3 weeks because I read the Tibetan Art of Living, and it talks about vitality and how alcohol can really affect that. So I feel pretty good, actually.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And you know what I always tell people? It's like losing weight. I always say to people, once you've lost the weight, I mean, one way of doing it is extreme dieting always fails, right? That's why I tell people everything in moderation. There's no one I know that hasn't lost weight that ends up saying, boy, I feel terrible. They always feel better.
That's
they have more energy.
Yeah.
They just can get up better. I mean, The same with alcohol. You drink too much, it feels good at the moment, but you never feel great the next day. You don't sleep
exactly.
Well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, so that is a great discussion, an honest discussion. And
right.
Rose, I think, you know, that's like there's no real answer, but talking about it can lead to better habits, right?
And I agree. Like, so say to someone who's going to be dry for the month, great. Now, what's going to happen next month? Let's plan this out. If you have a strategy, I think it's great. Do it if you have a strategy.
We'll talk with you next time, Rose.
Thanks, Jane. A pleasure. Bye, Lily.
Goodbye, Rose.
Take care.
Health and wellness expert, author, caterer, restaurateur, and speaker, Rose Reisman.
Now let's check your traffic. Here's Spencer.